The last piece is a sonata by Mozart. Now, when I was figuring out what I was going to play, typically what you do is you kind of go in chronological order. You start with the old guys and you work your way up toward the moderns. But I just felt that this piece said something that I wanted to finish the program with. The 22-year-old Austrian concert pianist Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was on a concert tour in Paris between March and September of 1778 when his mother, who was accompanying him, died quite suddenly on July 3rd. So it's well known that the tragic A minor sonata, which is this piece, was written in Paris during the summer of that year, so perhaps the sonata embodies the grief that Mozart must have surely felt. In fact, this piano sonata is really the very first instrumental sonata that Mozart ever wrote in a minor key. Of the 22 piano sonatas, including the four lost early ones, so out of 26 total piano sonatas, there are only two that are in a minor key. And this is one of them. In fact, of the 30-some sonatas for keyboard and violin, only one is in a minor key. So Mozart didn't really visit the minor modality very often. And it's a very far cry from the happy-hearted, light-footed sonatas that he composed up until that point. So obviously, the death of his mother, I think, was very much on his mind as he was composing this. It's in three movements, as are most sonatas. So the first movement is grand sonata allegro form. You'll hear the theme, and then there'll be a sort of a B section that's in a different style, in a different mood, and then you'll eventually go back to the beginning. The second movement is the slow movement. And I've really had trouble with this slow movement because it's almost violent, like Beethoven. It's music I don't expect to hear from Mozart. Mozart is sort of the powdered wig and very, very proper. He never sort of stepped out of his box. But in this middle movement, it's like almost jarring sounds that he makes in this middle movement. And I'm sure, I mean, I have to think it has something to do with the death of his mother. And then the very last movement is usually a very lighthearted movement in sonatas. But again, there's a real color there. There's a real twist. The clouds part briefly in the middle of it, but it opens and closes very much in I don't know. There's a bit of angst going on there. So there were two dear friends of ours who were going to attend this evening, Sandra Foer and her husband DeWitt Harrison. Sandra's sister, Emma, died the day before yesterday. And so I dedicate this piece to the memory of Emma Fuller.